This is Dollar Collapse, your ringside seat to the global economic crisis. To get the full story, go to dollarcollapse.com.
Hi, everybody. It is Thursday, May 18th, and lately, something interesting has happened in the gold market. Precious metals investors have started to worry about how they're going to pay all the capital gains they're generating on their holdings. Nice problem to have, but a problem nonetheless, and one that our sponsor, Birch Gold, can help out with. They're specialists in creating gold-based IRA accounts in which gold and silver can appreciate tax-free until you cash them out. So give Birch a call at 800-355-2116 or visit their website at www.birchgold.com. This week, let's start with a video that was just released called Brexit the Movie. And it's about the European Union and Great Britain's place in it, and about the upcoming referendum on whether Great Britain should stay in the European Union or leave. And it's amazing. Now, I knew that the European Union was badly run, but I had no idea it was this horrendous. The EU, as it's described in Brexit the Movie, is set up as almost a parody of a dystopian dictatorship. No one knows who the actual leaders are. Most aren't democratically elected, and those that are elected have no power. European Union officials make absurd amounts of money and live like a whole separate aristocratic class. According to the movie, something like 10,000 EU officials make more than the Prime Minister of Britain does. And we don't know who they are, and neither do the people in the countries from which these guys come. The EU imposes mountains of regulations on member countries, which is why the European growth rate is so terrible. You know, these guys can't exist under a monetary regime that Germany gets to manage, but they also apparently can't function under this mountain of regulations issued by the European Union. So after seeing that movie, it's totally understandable that a lot of Britons want out of the EU. By the way, you can see Brexit the Movie in the top 10 videos page on dollarcollapse.com, where there's also a video of a 1998 speech by Margaret Thatcher, where she predicts a lot of this and comes off, as she does in so many of her old speeches, looking like a genius. Now let's come back home and look at U.S. retailers who are just in what looks like a depression now. Target this morning is the latest U.S. retailer to report earnings, and their sales missed by such a huge amount that the stock is down, as most of the other ones have been down after their earnings reports. And Target's down by about 7% this morning. And their problems are basically the same as other bricks and mortar retailers in the U.S. One is demographics. As baby boomers age, our buying patterns are changing, and we're less likely to just go to a department store and splurge. Another is consumer debt. Over the last 30 or 40 years, the governments of the West, the U.S. in particular, have encouraged individuals to take on huge amounts of debt for various things, most of them frivolous. We're maxing out our credit cards. We're buying new cars with 7-year-long loans. We're taking out mountains of student debt to cover, in what a lot of cases turn out to be, either frivolous or not that useful degrees for our kids. And so we're just tapped out. You know, the American consumer can't borrow any more money to buy silly stuff in department stores. And so fewer of us are doing so. The final and really biggest threat to U.S. retailers is technological. Amazon and the other online retailers are just able to give us a better shopping experience. You know, you don't have to get cleaned up and drive to the mall to buy stuff on Amazon. You just click your mouse a couple of times, and whatever it is you ordered shows up in a couple of days. Pretty soon, it's going to be that very same day, because Amazon is setting up satellite warehouses from which it can offer same-day delivery. And then not too long after that, they're going to have drones drop packages off on your front porch. So the dynamic for retailers, for bricks and mortar retailers, is negative and getting more negative all the time, which means that basically malls are going to die. You know, a few will survive, but most are going to be either knocked down and replaced with more useful kinds of buildings, or repurposed for things like maybe refugee housing or something like that. But in any event, bricks and mortar retailers are a terrible category to invest in, and probably Mall REITs, in other words, real estate investment trusts that manage malls, will be one of the big losers going forward. Something that's kind of related to this, but also a much broader problem for the financial industry, is declining Wall Street pay. Most profit centers for the big banks aren't doing so well anymore. And it's a lot of the same reasons that the bricks and mortar retailers are suffering. You know, demographics are unfavorable for stock trading. People have too much debt, so they're not investing the way they used to. And technology is putting a lot of bankers out of work. So no surprise that the investment banks are reporting horrendous numbers, which they are lately. This morning, a study came out forecasting declines of 10% to 20% in most categories of investment and commercial bankers' pay. To take just one example of how bad it is for the big banks these days, Deutsche Bank's annual meeting is tonight in Germany, and it's going to be really ugly. The stock's down by half from the year ago annual meeting, which was so brutal that the CEO got fired right afterward. And multi-billion dollar losses are stretching out as far as the eye can see for this bank because they're so badly managed and they've made so many mistakes in the past. Hopefully there will be video of that annual meeting because it's going to be entertaining from a Schadenfreude point of view. One big implication of Wall Street's problems is that Manhattan and London real estate are going to lose one of their big props. Financial money tends to flow into high-end condos and penthouses in the places where the investment bankers and money managers work. Take that away, and demand for those things goes down. So it'll be interesting to see if Chinese and Russian money fleeing their country's crises will be enough to keep Western trophy properties from plunging. I tend to think that it won't, and that declines in real estate prices in formerly hot markets will be one of the big stories going forward. Last but not least now, Saudi Arabia is apparently in big financial trouble. The Bin Laden Group, the Saudi's giant construction conglomerate, is laying off 50,000 workers. Meanwhile, the Saudi government is running massive deficits to cover the shortfall from cheap oil. And this morning it announced that it will pay some of its bills with IOUs. Remember, this is Saudi Arabia. This is a country that's been making a fortune from oil for the past 50 years. And now it can't pay its bills. And it's starting to sound a lot like Chicago, where games like this are common. Anyhow, this is yet another catalyst for a global financial crisis. So many things can go wrong, and so many new things keep cropping up, which could go wrong, which could be the domino that starts the other dominoes falling. We can't know which one it's going to be, but it's a very, very safe bet that in the next few years, somebody, maybe it's Saudi Arabia, maybe it's some big sector of the U.S. economy like the banks or the retailers, blows up and starts knocking down other sectors and leads everyone else to start wondering what's next and basing their financial decisions accordingly. So it's coming. We'll see. Anyhow, that's enough for this week. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Dollar Collapse. For regular info and updates throughout the day, go to dollarcollapse.com.